Tanik Sameach, and welcome back to the Global Tillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause in our day, a few moments to step back, to gather as one Klal Yisrael, and to dive in together on behalf of the many needs of our people. Thank you so much for making this call part of your day here on Zos Chanukah, the final and eighth day of Chanukah, Yom Sheni, the second day now of a new month of Teves here in the United States, and already Yom Shlishi, the third day of Teves in Eretz Yisrael. But for our callers from Eretz Yisrael, you get to hold on to Chanukah with us for a little bit longer. We continue to daven for all of our brothers and sisters in Israel, that the body of the one remaining hostage, Ron Gavili, still being unjustly held in Gaza, be returned for a proper burial without delay in Eretz Yisrael. Amongst all Chole Yisrael, including those injured in the horrific shooting massacre last week in Australia, please kindly keep in mind all those in need of Refuah Shalema, including Rafael Yitzchak Aaron Ben Malka Chana. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Yoni Levin of Kahal, Anshei MS in Cedarhurst, New York, to share words at Divrei Chizuk. It will be followed by Rabbi Levin's remarks. We will recite together Tehillim, Parak Chaf, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 121, and 130. It'll be followed by the Mishnah Berach for the Chayalim, and finally, it'll be followed by Achenu in both Hebrew and English, followed by the Mishnah Berach for the Chayalim, and finally, Rabbi Levin will conclude with the Mishnah Berach L'Cholim, pausing for about 30 seconds, giving each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those we are davening for. Sign up for the daily Tehillim reminder email. You can do so at ou.org/Tehillim Call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim Call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Levin.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Herman. It's a wonderful pleasure to be back on the call with you and all the listeners. And since I was last here, Baruch Hashem, the captives have been returned and all but one body has been returned. But we're still mourning the most recent tragedy that struck Am Yisrael and the families of those massacred in Sydney, just got from Shiva yesterday. So that's still obviously on our minds. And Zos Chanukah, being the last day of Chanukah, where we light 8 candles and we illuminate the world, as a nation, we continue to try to remove the darkness by adding more Kedusha, by adding more light into this world. And I want to share a few thoughts on how we as a nation continue to persevere, continue to endure all the tragedies that have struck us recently throughout the generations, what keeps us strong, what keeps us in focus. And based on the parsha, I want to share as follows. We're in the middle of the parashios where Yosef is still under disguise. Yosef has not yet revealed to his brothers, to his father, that it's him. And it's a funny idea that he could have sent to his father, it's me, Yosef, I'm still alive. And the Mepharshim all ask the question, why is he continuing to hide? Why is he continuing to be under disguise and not just tell his father that he's alive? So I want to share with you a fascinating Ramban. Ramban tells us that when the brothers came down last week's parasha, 10 of the brothers, and Yosef saw them bowing down, dreams. The two dreams he had, the dreams of the 11 sheaves of wheat bowing down to him, and then the second dream of the 11 stars plus the sun and moon bowing down. And he began seeing this whole thing unfold. But the Ramban points out that dream of the 11 sheaves bowing down was not fulfilled yet, because Binyamin had not joined them on their first trip down to Mitzrayim. There were only 10 brothers. So Ramban says, Yosef had to create a scenario where he would send down Binyamin to have them 11 brothers bow down, and then only afterwards would he tell his father Yaakov he's alive, so then the 11 brothers plus Yaakov and Leah would come down to fulfill the second dream of the 11 stars and the sun and the moon. But he was concerned if he told right away the brother that it's him, Yosef. And Yaakov, his father, would have ran down to Mitzrayim to go greet Yosef, that what would have happened was that all 11 brothers, Binyamin included, and Yaakov and Leah would have all come down and bowed down and showed respect, but that would have only been the second dream fulfilled. They would have missed the opportunity of the first dream of just the 11 sheaves of wheat without Yaakov and Leah. So he had to create this scenario to hide himself, to make sure Binyamin comes down first before Yaakov and Leah comes down. And for that reason, he was able to continue to disguise himself to bring further distress to his father. That's what the Ramban says, just to fulfill the dreams. So let me ask the question. What would have happened if that first dream was never fulfilled? What would have happened if Yosef told his brothers, it's me, Yosef, it's me, your brother? And Yaakov and Binyamin would have come down together, and they would have only fulfilled the second dream of the 11 stars and the sun and moon. What's the big deal if the first dream was ever fulfilled? So when a person goes through tragedy, when a person experiences some type of darkness in their life, some type of gulf, people who suffer through the Holocaust, throughout history, the Jewish people, what exactly gives us the strength? What gives us the ability to persevere? What is that? And the answer is, one time I was paying a shiva call to a lady who was sitting shiva for her mother who was a Holocaust survivor. And this lady told me that her mother would always go outside when there's a full moon and to look up at the full moon. Because during the Holocaust, when she was separate from her parents, from her siblings, not knowing if they were alive, not knowing where they were, every time there's a full moon, she went outside and looked at that full moon and she said, I hope the same big, bright moon that I'm looking at, my parents and my siblings, wherever they may be, are looking at the same exact moon. That moon served for this lady as a glimmer of hope. A hope that there's a future. What allowed many of the captives to stay strong while in captivity was that there's a hope to be reunited with family and friends. When someone has a hope, a future, something to aspire towards, it gives them the strength, the mental strength, the psychological strength, the emotional strength to continue to live. Yosef HaTzadik, who was abandoned, betrayed by his brothers, thrown into the pit, sold down to Mitzrayim, felt completely disconnected, completely betrayed in such a way, he was in such pain. And what kept him alive, what gave him the religious strength, the emotional strength to go on? I want to suggest it was the dreams that he had. The dreams about the 11 sheaves bowing down and the stars and moon bowing down to him, that kept him alive, that even I'm going through this terrible darkness, I remember these dreams that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent me. These dreams are going to be a glimmer of hope, that I have a future, I have a success sometime down the line HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to fulfill them. And that's what kept him so strong during all these years, gave him the ability to overcome various types of tests. And for Yosef HaTzadik, since that's what kept him so strong, he needed for himself to make sure these dreams were kept, that they were fulfilled. He needed for himself because that's what kept him so strong, so connected during all those years of pain, those years of darkness, those years of loneliness, knowing that these dreams would hopefully come true. If they didn't come true, it would have broken him. So he needed to see these dreams come true because that was the hope that he lived for. That's the hope that kept him strong all these years. So we as a nation, despite going through so many tragedies, whether recent, whether throughout our history, we have a hope that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us as the Am HaNivchar. We are the chosen nation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu guarantees us there's going to be a future. There's going to be Mashiach. There's going to be a Beis HaMikdash that's going to come down from Shemayim. That it's a peace of Yeshua. We're supposed to long for a Yeshua. We're supposed to long for a redemption. And knowing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has chosen us and will send us the redemption, hopefully Bekarov, and very soon, that is our hope that we keeps us going both on a personal level and on a national level. Give us all a bracha that we should no longer see these tragedies. We should no longer see the anti-Semitism. We should no longer experience these massacres. But we should only see love and achdus and shalom. And we should be zocha to the gula shleima ba'amitus. Then hey v'yameinu, amen v'yamein. Let me say Tehillim now. Lam netzeach nizmolei David, yancha adonai b'yom tzara yisagev chashem Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach ezrecha mikodesh mitzion yisadecha. Yizkor kol minchaltecha v'latzor yidash nesela. Yitein lecha chilavecha v'chol atzasa yimalei. Niradina b'yishuasechu v'shem Eloheinu nidigol yimalei adonai kol mishalosecha. Atiyadati ki hoshi adonai mishicho ya'aneu mishmei kodsho b'gvuros yesha yimino. Adonai, Yom Shila malos esoy nayel arimeng yavozi. Ezim yamadin nayel se shemayin v'oyet. Al yitain lamad raglech al yunun shemecha. Hinei lo yunun lo yishan sheme yisrael. Adonai shemecha, Adonai tzilcha al yadi minecha. Yamam ha-shemesh lo yakekov yarech balayla. Adonai yishmarcha mikara yishmar nafshecha. Adonai yishmar teizcha v'ech metavadilam. Shir ha-malos, nimam ha-kim kreasicha Adonai. Adonai shema v'kali tiyana aznecha kashos l'kol tachanunai. Im ha-benos tishmarya Adonai mi-amod. Tim chasicha l'man tivarei. Kivisi Adonai kivis ha-nav shivali baruch alti. Nafshil Adonai mi-shem l'boker, shem l'boker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai kim Adonai ha-chesed v'habay mafudut. Who if the Yisrael Mikalav on us of Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael Hanesinim Batar Uvishavya Ha'om Dimein Bayom Uvein Bayabasha Amakum Yirachim Aleim Yotsiem Mitzara Lirvacha Me'afela Le'orah U'mishibud Le'geula Hasha Vavlovet Man Kariv V'nomar Amein. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the All-Present have compassion on them and lead them for distress to relief, from distress to relief, from darkness to light, from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly, and soon, and let us say, Amen. Mishaberach Avoseinu Abraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, Hu Yivarech Es Chayalei Tzva Ha'Agana L'Yisrael V'Anshei Kochot HaBitachon, Om Demal Nishmar Teinu Varei Eloheinu Migvul Alevon V'Ad Midbar Mitzrayim, V'Mayam HaGadol Ad Levo Ha'Arava B'Chol Makom Shehem, V'Yabal Shra Ba'Avir V'Yom Yitein Adonai Yisraveinu HaKabim Aleinu Nigafim Lefneim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishmar V'Yatzil Et Chayaleinu Mikol Tzar V'Tzuko Mikol Negel V'Achalav Yishlach Bracha V'Atzacha V'Chon Ma'asa Yedeim Yad Ber Sineinu Tachteim V'Yatzreim Michetza Yisho V'Ateret Yitachom V'Kiyam Bohem Ha'Kosev Ki Adonai Aleichem Ha'olet Mimachem Lilachim Lachem Yimodechem Yoshi Etchem V'Namar Amein Yishberach Avalfinu Avram Yitzach V'Yaakov Moshe V'Aron David Yishlomo V'Yibarech Etachalim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleim Lachimam Le'apam L'chatzkom L'chayasam L'yishlach Lehem Nehera Refuah Shema Minu Shemaim L'chol Abirem L'chol Gidiyem V'soch Sharchol Yisrael Refuah T'nevesh Refuah T'aguf Hashem Aglav Esman Karim V'namar Amen.
Amen. Thanks so much, Rabbi Levin. Great to have you on. Big plus for us. And we certainly look forward in Yirat Hashem for the next opportunity to have you back. I also want to thank Rebecca Levy, as always, for all of her help and coordination behind the scenes. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern, as each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Even during these challenging times, remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing nechama, comfort, physic, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world. Wishing everyone a safe and wonderful day. Happy Chanukah.